hear about the deal I'm making.
Hi,
lady,
I can't go around ya. What's up, everybody? This is Alex Kelly back here with another episode of the Furloughed Film Talks podcast. I don't know what Ryan's looking at.
Some brown substance under your couch.
Yeah, it's probably pee.
Do you have a lip roller?
Wow, you got a lot of hair on you there.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man.
That's Alexis's dog. Great. That's why it looks like there's Christmas presents under the Christmas tree all the time.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, but I vacuumed for you.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
How are you, Ryan? I'm here with my brother co-host, Ryan.
What's up, man? How are you?
This is going to be the most incomprehensible episode ever of Furloughed Film Talks.
Oh, you think so?
Probably.
Okay.
Because we just got done watching
Stranger Things, Volume 2.
Volume 2.
Season 4.
Yes.
Season 4, Volume 2.
That's how it is marketed?
Yes.
Did.
How it's divvied up on the old Netflix?
Yeah, so we just finished up the two episodes, basically 3 hours and a half of Stranger Things here at the house. Ryan has been nice enough to come to the house to chill out. How are you, Ryan?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fucking fantastic.
Yeah. You're finally done with school,
right? I am, yes.
Summer break now.
I get a month off to do whatever the hell I want.
Nice.
We can say whatever the hell we want on this podcast.
Did you start your new job?
Yeah, I do.
Right down the road.
Literally, I'm not going to say that out loud, but yeah, it's very, very close. But as always, guys, check out the Instagram on Instagram, at Furloughed Film Talks, Twitter, at Furloughed Film, and rate us on Apple Podcasts, because we need that. And just go search us on Apple Podcasts, Furloughed Film Talks. Give us 5 stars and we'll...
A little review would be nice.
We'll do things for you.
Like, tell us you love us.
We'll tell you what we think of Stranger Things. That's what you'll get from us.
Alex needs someone who loves him in his life.
Is that it, Ryan?
Certainly isn't me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I appreciate you greatly then, I guess.
Kidding.
No, Ryan, so we just finished the two-part Volume 2. Was it Volume 2 or Part 1, Part 2?
No, it's Volume.
Volume.
They've been in volumes, yeah. Because
the Duffer Brothers were
right here. Volume 2.
Volume
review.
2, yeah. It's quite literally on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ryan, let's pick up Netflix's Stranger Things Season 4. Where did it end at the end of Volume 1?
Fuck if I know.
Okay, cool.
Where did it end?
I honestly don't know. That's why I asked you.
Hold on. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
I'll
load it up in my brain over here.
I'm trying to remember. We're doing really well.
Yeah.
This is great.
Good times. Oh, no. Nancy got Vecna'd, and she was going to be like, everybody's like, no, we don't know what's going to happen to Nancy. And she was like, they're in the Upside Down.
Yeah. They were like sneaking back out of the Upside Down.
Yes.
L11 was still in the little underground bunker training on the Nina. That's pretty much it. Just kind of.
The people over in Russia were still in Russia.
Yeah, they were still trying to escape the prison.
Yeah.
Anything we're missing?
And the California. Storyline.
The California crew was
heading to Nevada.
That's right. Trying to find Eleven.
Yes.
And Rob was still trying to bang her bandmate.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So before we get into like a recap, or whatever, what we literally finished it 10-ish minutes ago.
Yeah.
10 to 15 minutes ago.
Very
initial
fresh
thoughts.
It was really good. It was excellent.
You enjoyed it?
I did enjoy it, yeah. I don't know. I really liked it.
I feel dissent coming.
No, I don't know. Like, it was really good, but I wish they kind of, like, would have... There's, like, not... You're not really sure what's going to happen next season, right? Like, I guess just Vecna's...
Yeah.
I feel like every...
Spoilers from here on
out.
Yeah.
Let's mass throw spoilers. That out. Let's just say, like, every season now is basically like, okay, the good guys win. Like, they won this season, but then it, like, shows that something's going to come back next season, and you're not sure what that's going to be.
There we go.
Volume?
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on.
So you don't really know where it's going from now on, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, you do know it's where it's going. That's kind of like the only problem I have, like, at this point, is you do know, like, oh, some part of the Upside Down is going to come back next season and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. And I guess at this point, we do know it's going to be Vecna. Vecna's going to come back in some kind of form. And, like, Hawkins is truly fucked at this point because, yes, like, they've opened just a massive, like, four-part gate in the middle of Hawkins.
Well, it's not even just, like, Hawkins is fucked. It's, like, basically the entire world is fucked. Because if that, like, as you saw it kind of inching up the plants, like, it's just going to continue to go.
Could, like, kill everything.
Yeah, go, yeah, all over the world if it isn't stopped. And so,
yeah, so, I mean, this isn't really, like, a criticism. It's just,
you want more.
I hope there it isn't just, okay, we're going to go into season 5 and, like, Eleven and crew are going to be fighting Vecna again. I hope, like, while I was watching, like, the end of the season or the end of the, like, the second episode, I was like, I hope they, like, start some training program where they just train, like, thousands of people to be, like, little psychics and little Elevens, and that's how they, like, close the gate. Is this
so basically what Dr. Brenner was doing?
Yeah, but not like that fucking brutal.
No,
but
not sadistically.
They, like, the U.S. Army has to, like, train a horde of, like, psychic army rangers to, like, fight Vecna. And that's, I don't know, something like, I hope there's, like, a big twist in season 5 where it's just not just like, oh, you know, it's going to be these guys fighting. Which, I mean, I'm sure if they did that, it'd be great. But, like, and season 5 was fantastic. Season 4 was fantastic. Everything that happened was really good. Just,
well, I think, like, there's still the Mind Flayer, which, like, we got the origins of the Mind Flayer, which I think that's supposed to be the ultimate bad, and so ultimate big bad type thing. And so I think they kind of explained that, and even if it's, I think Vecna is going to come out back somehow.
Where the fuck is the Mind Flayer now, though? Because I thought they killed it.
No, like, I remember at the end of season 3, it was still, like, alive. Like, they went back to the Upside Down literally the last 2 minutes.
And so it just fucked off for season 4?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, whatever. I think so, at least.
Okay. So maybe Vecna's going to come back and he's going to have, like, all his
demons.
Yeah, all his demo people.
Yeah, and it's going to be, like, a full-out war on Earth.
Then maybe, like, then Eleven will, like, all the people from the Brennan program will come back and join up.
That'd be kind of badass, actually, which would kind of save what happened in, I think it was season 2, where they had, like, four...
The side quest with Eleven.
Which, yeah, like, that was the weakest part of season 2 to me, was, like, that part.
For sure.
But then you could kind of redeem that by, like, bringing those people into the fold as the fight, you know, because they're going to need freaking everybody. Because at the end of this, you just got, like, billowing smoke and lightning and shit coming into the world.
Like, overall, I think the story and all, like, the interweaving storylines with the season, like, this season was awesome. Like, definitely 4.5 to 5.0, like, Jindo Max had rating on this, for sure. But there are, like, a few things that were, like, very kind of, I don't know, like, detracted a little bit. Mainly, which will be important for season 5, like, what happened to Owens.
Yeah.
Like,
that's completely up in the air at this point.
Completely, they didn't do anything with that after Eleven escaped from, like, General Sullivan hunting her down in the Nevada desert. No send-off for the smuggler guy and for the Russian guardian who helped Hopper escape. Nothing for Murray. Like, there's a lot of, like, characters and storylines just got dropped off.
Yeah.
It just, which is really weird for like season or a 2-episode finale that was what, over 4 hours long?
I think it came out to like 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Close to 4 hours. No, I do understand what you mean by that, but, like, I think with a character like Murray, I'm not surprised with it because he just keeps popping up in each season now, so it's like he's going to be back for season 5.
He should have been in that scene with
at the very end.
Yeah.
No, I definitely understand what you mean by that, but it's funny because, like,
and they kill fucking Eddie. I mean,
well, that's what I was going to
give me a fucking break.
That was going to be my rebuttal to it. Is they don't give a fuck about, like, the characters that weren't in
outside the core of season 1.
Yeah. So, like, any characters, they basically broke all of Max's limbs. And then they kill off Eddie. Like, and the only one that's basically safe at this point is Robin. which, like, knock on wood.
Yeah, like, yeah. The only one to survive has been Robin. Like, exactly. Billy's been killed off. Max has basically been killed off.
Maybe that's the power of having really popular parents. You just get not killed in a Stranger Things season.
That probably has a lot to do with it, yeah. To be honest.
Yeah.
Even though the actor who played Eddie is, like, actually pretty...
What's he been in?
Well known. I don't know. I looked it up at one point, but yeah. He's been in pretty decent stuff.
Which we like called that, I think, midway through the first episode or towards the
end. I seriously thought Steve was going to die. I thought Steve was going
to
die.
I thought they were
going
to kill him off. Yeah, at some point. But no, they like didn't even get fucking close to that.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing where he got bit by the demo bats, which killed fucking Eddie. Like that was just like, he's fine. It's just a mere flesh wound.
He got bit once.
No, dude, he was on his side, and they had two fucking going at it side of his stomach.
But then he, like, escaped. Eddie, but like, that's my point, is took like, it for, like, 20 minutes yeah. from the demo bats.
But, like, you would think that there'd be some sort of, like, maybe not poison or something within the freaking demo bats of all
things. No, I don't think it was a poison. I think it was just them literally ripping your intestines out.
Yeah, that probably is not good for your health.
It's not.
No. But, I mean... I wish, it's really funny because like whenever the first volume came out, I'm saying first volume seems so weird. They came out and said like, oh man, if we had understood like the chemistry that was between Chrissy and Eddie, he's chasing a bug. If we'd understood that they had like really good chemistry, we wouldn't have like killed Chrissy off. And they obviously weren't just saying like, yeah, we wouldn't have killed either of them off. Like
that's, well, yeah, that's weird. Like, because once Eddie's dead, it would have been weird. Like, what are they going to do? Is, like, not kill either of them off?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they didn't realize how well both characters played with, like, audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, literally the first volume came out, and they saw, like, the reaction to those two characters yeah. in that, like, literally two-minute scene. And they were like, oh, shit, we fucked up. Like, at that point, nobody knew. They had kind of an idea that Eddie might get killed.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, man, you killed one of them off. And the guys were like... Yeah, we killed both of them off. Fuck.
They kind of would have fucked up the story, though, honestly. Like, you would have had another... Yeah, you'd have to have another character to kill off as the first victim, right? And then you would need... Like, it just, you know...
And that there's also the emotional aspect of it with, you know, Eddie and Dustin... And I think that's going to kind of push Dustin's character forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like, I don't disagree with what you mean by that. So, it's just that scene, and I'd already kind of been told what the song was.
Mm-hmm.
But when he started playing Master of Puppets, I didn't realize it was going to be, like, a montage of them, like, going through all that shit. That was one of the best, like, parts of this fucking episode.
Wait, which part?
Where Eddie's playing...
Or he's playing the guitar.
He's playing Master of Puppets by Metallica,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's now hoping they get a shit ton of royalties like Kate Bush.
But they won't.
I played Master of Puppets on my phone yesterday.
Yeah, it was not as catchy. It's not...
Oh, you shut your whore mouth.
It's not! It's not as catchy as...
It's a good song.
And plus they haven't played it, like, every episode, literally like, five times.
Four or five times each.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yoshi's unhappy that you hit him.
Well...
He shouldn't go after the elder statesman.
Yeah, the elder of the house.
How sad were you when Eddie died?
Very.
Yeah.
Not as much... Okay, which parts did you cry most at?
Okay. Throw them out.
I mean, there's... you can't... So, when Eddie dies...
A lot.
When Max kind of died... She did die... Yeah. When Dustin told Uncle Munson that Eddie died.
I cried at that, for sure.
I definitely cried at that.
No, I wasn't expecting... I was expecting Max to get kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting for her to basically either be brain dead slash coma slash... And this was the biggest surprise to me, which, like, those first two should be, but, like, blind...
I don't think she's, like, exists anymore.
That's
like,
insane.
Yeah, because her soul is, like, gone. Her consciousness is gone. Because, like, Eleven can't find her in her mind. Right? Like, when she, like, went into her trance and goes into, like, that black void.
Yeah.
She's going into, like, Max's mind. And Max wasn't there.
Jesus Christ. That's fucked.
Yeah.
There's no way they don't bring her back for season 5.
I don't know how they... I mean, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's sci-fi.
No, okay, so the scene that got me the most in terms of tearjerker was for sure when Hopper came back to 11, and then,
that was great.
Yeah, when, like, 11, Joyce, and Hopper, like, all kind of reunited.
Yeah.
That was
good.
That was emotional. That was very good.
Let's talk about the thing that not really has divided people, but people have talked about a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Will's sexuality.
I don't get why. Why is this a thing?
Why is it? What do you mean?
What about it?
Do you think he's gay?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we agree there.
Everyone should agree. Yeah.
Because the guy that plays Will and the Duffer brothers have been like, it's supposed to be ambiguous. Like, it's not supposed to be like he's gay. It's just like,
I mean, like, I don't care. Like,
either way, you don't care.
Yeah, who gives a fuck if they, like, okay, there's one thing, though. I don't give a fuck if they, like, they make any of the characters, like, no one, I don't give a shit. What is kind of, like, weird is that they, like, really make it seem that, like, Will wants to just gobble Mike's dick up. Like, that's a bit weird. To see them go from, like, little kids playing D&D
together to,
like, by season four, like, Will just obviously wants to get railed by his best friend. That's
the words gobble that dick up.
Gobble my
I never thought would be uttered.
In a Stranger Things review.
Yes, 100%. No, I agree. And it's more a thing of where do they kind of go with that character, and if they are going to basically overtly say, like, hey, I'm gay.
Yeah, I mean, it would be cool if they did something where, like, Will kind of comes to terms with his sexuality, and, you know, season five, or they're probably going to be, like, what, seniors in high school or, like, in college at that point.
No, so, dude, it's only going to be, like, it has to be, it's gonna be days after this.
It's going to be in the 90s.
Has that been confirmed?
That's what they've said. It's like,
so the Earth is just going to be completely fucked?
I think they're going to jump ahead. And it's going to be, like, all fucking chaos is broken loose.
Time travel.
It's basically going to be, like, Dark Knight Rises.
Jesus Christ. I hadn't even thought about that.
Like, Joel Carrington said in an interview, like, season 5 is going to be pure chaos.
Sick.
So, yeah, I think, like, it's going to spread, and it's going to take over, like, a part of the world. And then it's going to be, like, you know, they're going to have to push back. And this is, like, insurmountable force, and somehow win.
And then 11's gonna die.
Possibly.
Yeah. I really think that's gonna happen.
Well, but anyways, yeah, it would be neat for Will's character to go through, like, a coming up to terms, and, like, somehow, you know, it'd be weird because in like the early 90s, it still was not, like, a, you know, it was still very much a taboo thing to be, like, openly gay.
I'm going to ask a question. I do not want your judgment. And anybody else who listens to this will judge me for it 100%.
Uh-huh.
When was, like, the HIV crisis? Wasn't that the early 90s?
No, it was, like, the 80s.
Okay, so, like, there was still,
I mean, you're still not, like, very safe from it, but, like, the peak was in the 80s.
Okay, I just was thinking, like, if it was in the 90s or 80s, like, yeah, like, to be gay was to be not very accepted.
The patient zero or something.
Yeah.
No, I think it's that's not really gonna be
in this at all.
No,
I didn't mean it was going to. I just meant, like, where in what was happening in that time frame or timeline.
Yeah, I think about time
gay rights and what was going on and, like, what was the sentiment. And you have Robin's character not being able to be really open about it and having to, like, pine for whatever that girl's name, I don't remember, Vicky.
Yeah.
And so you had that storyline, and then you have Will kind of being paralleled as well to that.
Still, what I think is one of the biggest mistakes Stranger Things has made in four seasons, making Robin gay and not making Steve and Robin a couple, one of the biggest fucking mistakes they've made.
Nah, because they're going to do the whole thing with, like, Will and Steve and the love triangle with Nancy, and that's going to be, like, a huge, and then one of them,
you think Will's going to get, like, being the Steve?
No. There's a love triangle with Will, not Will. What's
Jonathan, Steve,
and yes, and Nancy.
I don't know.
There's gonna be that love triangle.
That's so just kind of expected. It would have been far better if, like, because, like, Robin and Steve, I don't know. I just like Robin and Steve together. I keep hoping, like,
I don't disagree with what you're saying, because I really do like their chemistry, and they like work really well off each other, and so that made sense. And so
I guess, but it was also good for like Steve's character development to be like, can I put in his place? And then he kind of grew up and decided like, you know what, I'm gonna be okay with this and just be like Robin's friend and support her and like chasing her relationships and stuff like that. So
something I also noticed, and this is 100% off Twitter, but whenever he was like, I want six little nuggets or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got six little nuggets already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cute. Like, that's like a little fun thing.
Yeah, I saw you like that on Twitters.
You see my likes? I don't think I ever really noticed that.
Yeah. I don't ever like anything, so that's probably why.
You
don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for not liking.
I don't interact at all on Twitter.
Cool. Thanks for...
The only interaction I generally ever have on Twitter is when I send something to you in a direct message. I think that's why Twitter only shows me your likes.
See, here's the weird thing. I always wonder whenever I'm like, Ryan will like that. Do I send it to him a direct message or do I text it to him? And there's always like a good 30 seconds where I inwardly battle on which one I do it.
So I very recently turned my notifications on for Twitter. So if you do message me on Twitter, like I will see the notification.
Okay.
Because like for the longest time, like I only did this like a month ago or so. Like for the longest time, I wouldn't see your shit on Twitter until like the next time I opened
my Twitter app. That's why I would text it to you.
I would have like three fucking messages from you. Like each time, like, God damn it. I was so bitch. I was in this trailer 6 hours ago.
Yeah, but there is like a line, like that Thor poster I sent you yesterday. I was like, I have to text it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like there is no question of where I'm.
Speaking of, is that on sale?
That poster?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd assume somewhere.
You know something I've discovered that is like super like cool?
What's that?
Okay, so a lot of the posters you get on Amazon these days are fucking vinyl.
I saw one of them that you bought. Was it the Drive poster?
So the Drive poster and the Green Knight poster were vinyl.
See, and I feel like, because whenever I get like the ones that I bought from Mondo and a couple that I got from Movie Training Company, they ripped like super fucking easily.
That's
what I'm saying. But like with vinyl, it's
you
don't have to worry about that.
And it's
at
like
all.
Really, really easy to frame it because it just kind of like it's heavy enough to like stay in place.
I'm gonna ask another dumb question.
What
would it be easy to sign as well? Because then it would be like if you took to a Comic Con, it'd be way easier to transport.
Yeah,
right, it's easier. You wouldn't worry about fucking it up at all.
I think it's about the same, honestly. Okay. To sign, you probably would need like a larger, like sized, Sharpie.
Okay. Well, dude, whenever I got Brendan Fraser's like autograph, he had, I'm not kidding you, like what, 15 to 20 Sharpies there at his desk. Like it was insane how many
he
had.
Ran out onto your fucking tape.
Yes, he did.
Speaking of Mondo, did they sell? So did Ammo Draft House sell Mondo to someone?
Yeah, I think to Funko.
Okay. I'm really disappointed in myself that I've supported Mondo all these years without knowing that Ammo Draft House owned it. I knew like they were associated with it. They had like a huge collection of Mondo.
I didn't know that they were owned by Alamo.
I had no. Yeah, when I saw that story that Mondo had sold to Funko, I was like genuinely disappointed that I had like. I own two Mondos.
See, kids, this is why you need to know who owns what. But now, so you can be pissed off when you buy stuff.
Now I am okay with my ownership of Mondo posters, and I shall buy more.
I still need to get a poster for that Guardians of the Galaxy one. Should have had Michael Rooker sign that. Michael Rooker was crazy at Dallas Fan Expo.
He's Michael Rooker.
He plays Yondu in...
Oh, God, yeah.
And he was the kind of...
Whenever I hear Rooker... Broker, I think of the guy that shit his pants at the White House.
Who shit his pants at the White House?
Al Roker.
The fucking news weatherman?
Mm-hmm.
He shit his pants at the White House?
He shit his pants at the White House.
What the hell happened at the White House? Why did he shit his pants at the White House?
Because he had just had the gastro band surgery.
And he shit himself?
He just had loose bowels.
What year was this?
Sometime during Obama's term.
I was going to say
Trump invited Al Roker to the White House?
I don't know. Both TV personalities, both probably shit
see,
in the White House.
I could see Al Roker shitting his pants in the White House and Trump yelling into the bathroom, like berating him for shitting his pants.
Let's be honest. Trump probably shit himself in the Oval Office.
Probably.
Okay.
I was thinking like...
Stranger Things.
I was trying to think like, would... amphetamines make you more or less likely to shit your pants. So I'm pretty sure it's more likely.
More likely, for sure. Yeah. 100%.
Anyway,
Stranger Things.
Do you have an interview for this episode?
Fuck no.
What's going on with the Bush guy?
You mean the Facing Nolan guy?
Yeah.
Still waiting to hear from him.
Good
talk.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
Facing Nolan.
What's the guy's name?
Blake. I don't remember his last name.
All right. Well,
he had stuff going on.
Yeah, that's cool.
What else from this episode? These two. Yeah, seriously.
Fucking weak, but you know.
Two episodes of Stranger Things. Do we want to like recap what happened or kind of have?
I guess. I mean, Eleven and crew fought Vecna and won. Like, what else do you need to know? That's just kind of.
I love how you just turned 4 hours into like a 10-second fucking explanation.
That's all Stranger Things. I mean, honestly, like Stranger Things is an amazing goddamn show with like all the like character interactions and the emotion and just like the camera work and like the tie-ins to
the music.
You know, pop culture, like all of it's fucking amazing. But you can boil it down so fucking easy to where like good guys fight bad guys and generally come out ahead. Like,
and one or two people die a season.
Yeah, and like
you're usually
sad. They have superpowers and they fight other people's superpowers.
Let's make predictions then.
Okay.
Season 5.
Yeah.
Think of all the characters.
Uh-huh.
Who dies?
Who dies? Okay.
Who dies? I have 1 to 2 right off the
like,
bat.
For sure you think they're going to die?
Yes.
Do you want to go first or should I?
I've already said one of them. I think Eleven's going to die.
Okay.
I think she's going to sacrifice herself. We've already had the Duffer brothers who said that when they pitched it to Netflix that everybody in the room started crying.
Okay.
I feel like that might not be an indication that Eleven's going to die, but like something really sad is going to fucking happen. I think Eleven dies.
Okay. Vecna definitely dies, right?
Is like, Vecna not dead?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've gotten double confirmation.
I mean, did we see a body?
We didn't.
This is like
he was on fire and got shot.
This is
times.
The Alice.
Will said he was alive. He could feel him. He was.
Yeah.
Hurt.
This is the Alex doctor, and if you don't see a body,
when you were looking
the
at
Alex
the
doctor.
Yeah, he said it.
That's what you always say. Like
true.
Okay.
I'm gonna go one up. Not one up. I'm gonna go another one.
Okay.
Hopper.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Yeah. No. Because they already killed Hopper. Like they're not gonna do it again.
Meh.
There's no point to killing Hopper. Why would you kill Hopper and Eleven? Then there's no, like...
I thought it in my head, and I was like, they wouldn't do both, but here's the reasoning. I'm going to come up with it on the spot.
Okay, I'm sure that's just going to sound.
100%. I don't know.
That's it? You don't know? Okay.
No, I think with Eleven, you're going to have something that is going to propel her forward to sacrifice herself, and I think seeing Hopper die... And then losing your...
Nah, I think...
Well, just wait.
Okay.
Father figure die.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to still have Mike, who's like her love of her life, whatever.
Yeah.
To save all those people that could drive her forward to save everybody.
Yeah, I think
that's how it could happen.
It's more likely that Mike dies in that situation.
I don't see Mike dying. I see Steve dying.
Okay. I don't know, like...
They're going to have to kill off a fuckload of people.
Why? Like, no, they don't.
It's the last season. They're going to Game of Thrones it and just like go batshit crazy. And it's not like... You literally had 30 to 40 minutes of this last episode where it was like, oh, everything's fine. And it's like, everything doesn't feel fine. Like, there is a foreboding almost.
Let's do... We should like immortalize this somehow. So we like in 2 years when we're watching season 5, we can take bets on it. But
I'll put it up on YouTube.
On this like conversation?
Yes.
Okay. I'm putting in the comment section like the list.
Okay.
So we can
let's go through the characters and be like alive.
No, I want to each have like a list of 4 people most likely to die, and then we can like see who's more at like. So I guess we both would have number 1 Eleven.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 2 for you would be Hopper.
No, he's like 4 for me.
Okay. 2 for me is definitely Vecna. You should probably agree with that. That's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think that's like a... Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Okay.
I almost would put Vecna 1 then.
Yeah, okay. Vecna 11. One.
Yeah.
Vecna 1, 11 2. I'm going to say Lucas is number 3.
Ooh, I would have said Will.
Will?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because he's still connected to the Upside Down. There's a lot of parallels between him and Vecna.
Uh-huh.
I think there's something there where, and like his entire character arc to this point has been kind of one of tragedy. And so I feel like there's something there where maybe he would sacrifice himself for Will.
Okay.
To kind of show his love or something.
Okay, so number three is Will for you. Number three is Lucas for me.
Okay.
So number four for you is Hopper.
Yeah. Slash okay. Steve.
You can't do that.
I'll do five, Steve.
Four or five. Okay. Four for me would be Steve.
Okay. If you had to do a five, who would you say?
Jonathan.
I have a six now. But
no, stop at five.
Robin.
Five is Jonathan. I don't think they would kill Robin.
All right, I want to do this real fast.
Netflix wants
Robin.
What's his face?
Alive or dead at the end of season five?
Alive.
Okay, Will.
Alive.
Okay, Jonathan.
Possibly dead.
Nancy.
Alive.
Will and Jonathan's mom, whose name I can't
remember. Joyce. Alive.
Okay, Hopper.
Alive for me. Okay. Yeah.
Owen. Do you think they bring Owen back?
The hippie kid?
No. Oh. Him, alive or dead.
Alive.
If they fucking kill him, not happy.
Yeah.
No, the government dude who was locked.
Who was chained up. The guy who was trying to help Eleven.
Yeah.
Wait, is he alive or is he coming back?
Is he gonna come back, and if he comes back, alive or dead? So two-part question, basically.
I think he comes back. Questionable if he survives. I don't know.
I think they kill him.
I think he definitely comes back.
Yeah. No, I think he comes back, but then I think they kill him.
Another interesting question.
Which would be fucked up, but...
Sullivan, do you think he comes back? And...
Oh!
What is his role now that it's pretty fucking clear that, like, you know, Eleven isn't... Well, I guess it's questionable if Eleven's causing this or not. But it's no, like...
No, she didn't fucking cause it. Like,
yeah, but it's not provable to them. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think they bring him back.
His role pretty much stays the same. He's probably going to be on the hunt for Eleven still.
Yeah.
Murray. Murray's for sure coming back. No,
but like alive or dead.
Yeah, alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peanut butter smuggler.
Ooh, I doubt we see him again.
I'd be kind of mad.
Yeah, I know, but I probably not.
I understand what you mean, but like, I don't know. I think him and... Kitna, or the fuck the plane's name?
Katinka?
She's been spoiled.
Oh, she's had her...
She's got to fight...
She's had her wedding night, for sure.
Yeah, she's got to fight the upside-down monsters.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the whole Russia thing's done, like, because they killed all the monsters there.
But didn't they not get back? They obviously didn't fly fucking Katitna, wherever the fuck that thing
Katinka,
was.
Well, they flew it to Alaska, and then... Okay, straight up, where the fuck did the sword come from? Can we talk about that?
What's that?
Where did the sword that Hopper killed the Demogorgon with come from?
I
loved every fucking second of it, but like, can someone please explain to me?
Maybe that was one of the weapons that was like in the wall whenever they would like...
Oh, you know where it came from?
What's that?
When the prisoners fought the fucking Demogorgon.
That's what I'm saying, in the wall.
Yeah, they pulled the weapons out. Okay, you're right. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Still, it was very jarring.
It just happened to be there.
Okay. It just was jarring to be like, giant-ass sword.
Yeah, because only like... A few hours had passed between, like, when Hopper fought the Demogorgon to all the other prisoners.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Huh.
Good times.
Cool. Anyone else?
The guy from Game of Thrones.
No, he's not coming back. I don't think we see any of the Russians again.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe. They might.
Oh, Dustin.
If he dies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed Dustin.
Okay.
There's no way.
Mr. Munson.
No one cares about him.
Oh, you shut your mouth. That was a great scene at the end with him.
I doubt he comes back. And
I was just throwing his name out because I thought that was a beautiful scene. The
only way he comes back is if Dustin goes and plays cards with the old man.
Like, which would be nice.
I mean, it'd be good, you know.
Nice of him.
Sure.
Lucas's little sister.
Ooh, man. I mean, she kind of... I don't know.
You were about to say something fucked up.
Yeah. I was like, she deserved to die with that food and mouth on her.
But, nah, man, she fucked up that one guy and kicked him in the balls. And
yeah, where did that guy go? He just like kind of
he just fucked off.
Yeah, he just fucked off. Like whatever.
He probably bust a nut. That's what I was going to bring up. The jockey dude, I don't remember his name. The lead jock.
Yeah, who got split in half. That was like the most satisfying part of this episode.
Yeah, season. But it was just like such a quick death where it was like, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, okay.
Well, there's so much going on, and they just dropped that little like extra bit in for you. Yeah. So. I enjoyed it. What's your rating for the
4.65.
Okay.
4.75. Jesus Shut Christ, the fuck, dude. You're such a fucking hard ass.
Yeah, it's we, dude, because like it's so you can't compare ratings if we just change the rating system.
4.69.
You feel like it. I swear to God.
It's our podcast, Ryan. We can do whatever we want.
Well, okay, so 4.75.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 5.
Okay. Oh.
I'm going to give it a 5.
5 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 5.
All right.
Yeah.
Where, if you had to rank...
Don't. Nope.
Okay.
Not doing that.
Prepare yourself, because we're going to have to when season 5 comes out in 5 years.
I'm absolutely not.
All right, like, I will be ready.
Stranger Things is going to be its own entity without any boundaries between the episodes. It is just a master... Unless they, like, totally shit the bed, which...
You don't want to, like... I'm saying you don't want to rank the seasons?
No.
All right.
Oh, you can. I'm not.
Season 1, number 1. Season 4, number 2. Season 3, number 3.
Okay.
Season 2.
Number 4.
Yes.
Okay. That was kind of someone's fault, buddy.
Season 3,
number 4. Yeah.
I don't know what I just said. Okay. Hello, Aspen.
Hi, Aspen.
Yes, she's very cuddly.
I know.
Hi. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for Season 5?
10. 100, yeah.
10, yes. This is the worst part of, like, Netflix and the like streaming shit is like you're so excited for the next season when it ends and you're like mother of you know what like I have to wait
I think it'll come out next year though
you think
yeah
do they do but, do another like volume 1 volume 2 thing
probably but
yeah
okay so season 3 came out in 2019 right so it was a 2-year break
2019 or no 3-year break 2019 to 2022?
3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It might be 2024, honestly.
Stranger Things Season Tris.
Yeah, it was summer that 2019.
Came out 2019. July 4th, 2019.
Yeah. So, okay.
Almost 3 years.
I don't know.
They said 2 years. And
if
so,
they started shooting, like...
They have to, dude. They're getting fucking grown.
Yeah. I mean, if they've already, like, had the script approved, like, they'll probably start shooting within 2 or 3 months. They'll probably shoot for 8 months, which would put it into, like, mid... I mean, I could see it being released by the end of the year, next year.
Yeah, no, I think
like,
so,
I could
too.
See... It would make perfect sense for them to release in December, right?
Yeah, for sure, because we're in the timeline. They're in spring break right now.
Yeah.
And they usually try to, like, release it around the time of whatever's happening in the show.
They try to, like, correspond it with a holiday.
Yeah.
And so they've already done Christmas, Halloween, 4th of July, and spring break. So, I don't know. I could see, like, Thanksgiving.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who Ed Harris is?
The character or actor?
Actor.
Isn't he the one guy whose daddy murdered somebody?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Who's Ed Harris?
Ed Harris, that guy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we might have him on the show.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
He's on Westworld.
Yes.
Why? What's he doing that we might... Huh? They're fucking badass. So, okay.
Filmmakers and Ed Harris might be on... Might be. Keyword being, might be.
Might be.
On the show.
We really need to invest in some, new mics, man.
Yeah, we do. Or maybe we just need to put together a whole ass studio.
Yeah.
Where would we do that?
My place, obviously.
We've got a room that can...
Yeah, but the acoustics in here are fucking horrible.
Yeah, well.
Well.
Let's put it together, Ryan.
Okay.
Well, that was Stranger Things Season 4, Volume de.
Part de.
Part de.
How do you sort of say two in French?
De.
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 Very good.
Ryan is heading to New York tomorrow.
Mañana.
For his...
About 13 hours.
Have fun, sir. He's going to go gobble down some hot dogs and...
Fuck yeah. We're going to get some Cat's Deli, some Joe's Pizza.
Some dinner cruises.
Yeah.
It's going to be some good times.
It's going
to
be fun.
Fireworks. Uh-huh. Ruxin's going with.
We're
going
to miss you.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Sorry, we...
It's all good.
You're invited.
I was invited, yes. Yeah. but teacher salary does not pay for hot dog eating contest trips.
I know. Well, wish you had
also podcasts.
Wish you had a graduation that you got presents for.
Yeah, what'd you get for me for my graduation, Ryan, back in 20...
I showed up. Like,
what the fuck?
Within hours of doing cocaine. And when I mean hours, I mean...
I'm not surprised.
Hours, my friend.
We were living together at that point.
What's that?
We were living together at that point.
No, I still... It was right before I moved in.
2016?
Yeah.
No, we'd been... Had you not moved in yet?
No, I moved in like June, July.
Of 2017?
2016.
Yeah, I graduated December of 2016. We were living together because we both moved... Because I moved out of my apartment in Denton, and we moved to Little Elm.
No. I definitely wasn't living with you. Was it 2016 or 2015?
2016. 100%.
It wasn't December 2016.
It was.
I was in rehab.
It was December 2016. Because I know this for a fact, because I then didn't graduate until May of 2018.
I went somewhere, like...
Yeah, I don't know where you were.
Like, hungover as fuck. I don't remember...
Yeah. You were 100% work, because I started working for FC Dallas, and I had to take care of him.
Huh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Rehashing everything.
It's a whirlwind of a time.
Yeah.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It's telling me.
Anyways, everybody, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this one. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Check out Stranger Things on Netflix. It's fucking badass. If you haven't, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Alexis has a Stranger Things bright light that night she's bright.
Night bright.
What was it called? Was that the same thing we had at Graham's?
Yeah.
Was it a light bright?
Light bright. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Light bright.
I think I called it a night bright.
Yeah, they got very compact over the years. Yeah. Ours was like four massive. Four-sided.
I'm making a demo dog.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's scary.
Do they still have those available, or could you only get it like in one day?
I don't know.
They probably still have them, but like you probably have to pay more.
Yeah,
I got it for $25.
Cool. Night bright.
Light bright.
To our overlords, Amazon.
Are you high?
Huh?
I said, are you high?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I don't smoke weed anymore, Ryan.
Night bright.
Light bright.
Light night. Like, what are you saying?
Shut the fuck up.
It's only $20.
Yeah. Okay. Buy one.
Oh well.
Do it.
That's super cool.
Submit to our Amazon overlords.
25. Is it the same one?
Sorry. Did you have Prime?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Check out our Instagram at Furloughed Film Talks, on Twitter at Furloughed Film, and on the YouTubes at Furloughed Film Talks. And as always, on the podcast.
Oh, did you get the Best of Four Seasons or Demogorgon Hunters? Oh, that one's $30.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And rate us on Apple Podcasts. But everybody, thank you for checking this shit out. We'll have more interviews soon. Maybe Ed Harris and the filmmakers of the movie he's going to be in soon.
Good, you had us.
TBD to be determined. But thank you guys for listening, and we will talk with you very, very soon.
Adios, amigos.